Shalom, everybody. Today, of course, is not the seventh day of the week. That would be Shabbat Kodesh, but I still thought that it would be nice to share a quick Dvar Torah for the seventh Aliyah of the double Parsha Achrei Mot Kedoshim. This Aliyah has 20 psukim, and it is the sixth and seventh Aliyot of Parshat Kedoshim when it is read independently. In this Aliyah, the Torah tells us about the punishments for forbidden relations. And then we are told not to follow people of the land who serve Avodah Zarah. And we are told again to eat only kosher animals and birds, etc. At the end of our parsha, the Torah tells us that we must not act in the way that the people of Eretz Canaan act. And then the Torah says, Perek Chav Pasuk Chav Dalid, Va'omar Lachem, Atem Tirshu Et Admatam, Va'ani Et Nena Lachem La Reshet Ota, Eretz Zavat Chalav Udvash, Ani Hashem Elokeichem, Asher Hivdalti Etchem, Min Ha'amim, says the Torah that Hashem says, take over the land of Eretz Canaan, I'll give it to you so you can inherit it. It is an Eretz Zavat Chalav Udvash, a land flowing with milk and honey. I am Hashem who has separated you from the nations. It's a beautiful pasuk, but there seems to be an extra few words in the pasuk. The Torah could easily have omitted the words Eretz Zavat Chalav Udvash and just say, Atem Tirshu Et Admatam, Va'ani etnena lachem lareshet ota, ani Hashem Elokeichem. Why does the Torah use the expression Eretz Zavat Chalav Udvash? What does it add to the pasuk, and what message is there for you and for me? Rav Meir Shapiro of Lublin, who died in 1933, he was the Rosh Yeshiva of Yeshivas Chochmei Lublin. He was the founder of Daf Yomi, and he gives the following beautiful explanation in his Sefer of Chidushim called Imrei Da'as. It is found in Parshat Bo on Perek Yud Gimel Pasuk Hey. Says Rav Meir Shapiro of Lublin, in the next Pasuk, after our Pasuk, the Torah says that just as Hashem separated us from among the nations, we must be holy in what we eat and how we eat. We can only eat kosher food. And the Gemara in Masechet Bechoro Daf Zayin Amud Bet tells us the following halacha. Hayotze min hatame tame, v'hayotze min hatahor tahor. The offspring of an animal that is kosher, that is tahor, that offspring is tahor. The offspring of a cow is tahor, just like the mother. And even if it looks like a pig, for example, it's still tahor. And the opposite is also true. The offspring of an animal that is not kosher, that's tamei, that offspring is tamei regardless of what it looks like. An offspring of a pig is not kosher. I don't care if it looks like a glatt kosher salami, it's still not kosher. There are, however, says the Gemara, two exceptions. One, the Gemara understands that milk comes from an animal's body, from an animal's blood. Blood is not kosher, it's tummy. But the milk that comes from that blood is kosher. In other words, even though we usually say, Hayotze mina tummy, tummy, that's not true about milk. And the other exception is honey. A bee is not kosher, a bee is tummy. Yet a bee's honey is tahor, it's kosher, and that, says Rav Meir Shapiro of Lublin, is the meaning of the expression of Eretz Zavat Chalav Udvash in our Pasuk. B'nai Yisrael are standing in the desert and are going to enter Eretz Yisrael, where there is so much evil, so much Avodah Zarah. I am giving you this land, says Hashem. But it's not just any land, it's a special land. It's an Eretz Zavat Chalav Udvash. It's a land flowing with milk and honey. A land flowing with the qualities of milk and honey. A land full of the traits of milk and honey. Usually we say Hayotze Mina Tame Tame, but not in an Eretz Zavat Chalav Udvash. Milk and honey are different. Eretz Yisrael is different. As Rav Meir Shapiro of Lublin says, it's a land that has ota hasgula shel chalav udvash, v'hainu sheyecholah lahafoch et hatamei latahor. Eretz Yisrael has the ability to transform the tamei to tahor. It has a special promise, a special attribute that even a person who feels tamei, a person who feels distant from Hashem and from Torah, Eretz Yisrael has this characteristic, so to speak, where we feel the Kedusha, where we just want to become closer to Hashem. We want to return to Hashem. Of course, we need to work. We can't just come to Israel and say, I'm done. That's my shortcut. No, we need to work. But even if there's Tuma in our lives, Eretz Yisrael, our homeland, can transform our personal lives and our national lives and make it easier to become Tahor. What a beautiful message. Shabbat Shalom, everyone.